Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
The sunshine. I am so excited to be on this radio show with you every day. You are listening to Bonnie Albers On Air, and I am your host, Bonnie Albers. I love the guest I have today, but first I'd like to thank everybody in chat. Thank you for being here. I see you. I can't really write, chat, think, and I don't know, interview at the same time, but I do want you to know I so appreciate you. I see a lot of new people in there, and our shows are fabulous because I love all of our guests, and our callers are actually participants in our shows. So are our chatters, and I love it. Today I have the fabulous, the wonderful, and absolutely connected gentleman, really sweet guy that I just adore. His name is Minnow Pond, but he really does have a name. And I want to introduce you in just a second to Chris Reck. Chris, just hold on for a few minutes because I want to tell people what you do. Chris absolutely has an incredible YouTube channel. So anybody that would like to see Chris on YouTube and actually see who you're talking to, which I always think is fabulous, please go to Minnow Pond on, you can put Astrology Tarot, and he's on YouTube. Subscribe to his channel. He does weekly. He started as monthly. He's just so amazing because he started out doing astrology with plain old playing cards, which is really tarot, telling you what was going on. He really hears from spirit. He can tell you all about astrology, and he also can answer questions through playing cards. He started them young, and he is just amazing. He's super connected, and I really, really love him. He's been on the show many times, and I'm always happy to share and have him. So I'd like everybody to say hello to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Bonnie.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. You're just a little shy much, you know, you're just too shy to take all of this accolades, but you are wonderful, super connected. And I love watching your vids on YouTube. So you do this for a living. And before we actually get into the show, will you tell everybody what you do and how to get a hold of you? Because you love getting new subscribers. It's a big thing in YouTube, and I've been watching you for a long time. So please tell everybody what you do.
Yeah, sure. I read playing cards, kind of like the tarot, on YouTube. And everybody can just find me by actually typing in Minnow Pond on YouTube. I come up. And I mean, if anybody types in like astrology or anything like that, chances are my channel will show up as well. But you can also go to minnowpond.com and see my site there and get to me there.
I don't know how I got to you, but now I'm hooked. So everybody, please, after the show, if you do not see Chris and you haven't seen his channel, please go, because you'll see who you're talking to today. And I just adore him. He's there. He's real straightforward, and love his messages that he gives in the cards. But the thing we're going to talk about today, because we usually talk about your playing cards and we go through how you read them, but I'm much more interested in what's going on in the sky with astrology. So Chris, tell us, what is going on? Big time energies we can all feel.
Yeah, this week is actually very interesting. We have this full moon on the 18th, and that's going to be in Aquarius. So a lot of people have been talking about actually how this has a lot to do with friendships and, and even ourselves, and how we identify ourselves and what we actually even have, like what we believe is going to be coming up under this full moon. But there are some other things that actually are going on with this full moon that I think make it a little bit different and could bring up a lot of other, other stuff inside of us. So for example, the moon is going to be sextiling Uranus at the same time of this full moon. And, you know, that is pretty interesting because, you know, we have a lot going on, you know, even globally right now, there's a lot of things going on, and this has a lot to do with beliefs and what we believe. But I think what's really, really important, I mean, if I could just take one message from this week, it would definitely be to not be afraid of being criticized, not to, and also to say what you really feel this week. It's like this moon sextile Uranus thing is, I think, making people a little bit afraid to speak their mind and a little bit afraid to share what they truly believe. But that's exactly what you need to do with this moon, definitely. I would say just the moon in general, even the full moon, again, it has to do with friendships and everything. I think people might be a little bit afraid to speak their mind because they're afraid of what friends will think or they're afraid what their friends will do. But really, I think it's an important week to actually share what you think about what's going on in the world or in your own life. And there really seems to be a lot going on there for people.
Well, what does when you have a full moon, isn't that the ending of something?
Yeah, I mean, it could, to me, it's could also be the beginning of something, starting something new. You know, there's also a lot of people are saying that this is a partial eclipse, that there's an eclipse, and, you know, the sun and the moon are opposite during this time. However, it's not, some people are calling it a partial eclipse. It's not really exact. So it could, there's a little confusion there. And even if you go to like NASA.com or any of those places, they are not even classifying this as an eclipse. But the energy could still be there. So there definitely could be, some definite endings and things like that going on. And even just in the card readings I did for the week, there was a lot of stuff around friendships ending, or even looking at friendships that have already ended, kind of revisiting those things and seeing, what you maybe could do differently in future friendships and relationships, or maybe what you could change in that relationship that you lost to get it back.
Do you think that that means I love this about friends? Because it's really weird. When you listen to the song I played, which I always play for all astrology or people who are into astrology, it's because I have a limited board, but I love Aquarius. And of course, we're in the Aquarius age. But I put the seventh house is all about love and friendships. Now, I don't know that that's really true, but I think that's what I put. And it's interesting that this moon that we're talking about has to do with friendships. Why do you feel it has to do with friendships? Is it in a certain house, or is it just about that full moon?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the fact that it's in Aquarius, number one, it is happening in the seventh house, by the way. So, that's
Really?
one thing. Yeah, the moon will be in the seventh house at that time. So, that definitely will play off of that. So, there's just and just even just like my intuitive feeling about it, and like I said, for the past couple of weeks doing readings and things, it's something that has come up a lot for just all sorts of signs, all different signs. So it's definitely something interesting.
Well, you know what? I've got to sing this then. When the moon is in the seventh house and Mercury aligns with Mars, I don't know what that means, but I had to sing it because it's got to be apropos for the moment. But what else is going on, do you think, in the sky? Is this the major stuff that's going on? What's coming up next?
Yeah, I mean, this is like the most, I would say the most major thing. There's actually not a lot of, at least, the way I look at it, there's not a ton of energy this week, except for that moon is pretty powerful. There are some other things. We have the sun is going to be trining up to Uranus as well. So, this can make us a little bit worried, I think, about the future and like where our lives are going. It can make us like think about that. We can have some irrational fears here, I think, sometimes as well, because it can make us feel like, for example, maybe you haven't had a relationship in a long time. I think the sun trine Uranus can make us think about things like that, like the fact that you haven't had a relationship in a while, and you could be asking yourself questions like, am I ever going to have this? Am I ever going to have the perfect relationship? Am I ever going to have the perfect job? Am I ever going to be able to, move? I think all these questions are coming up. And also the moon is going to be quincunx Jupiter. So I think the trick here is to, there's a little bit of a tendency here to kind of like jump to conclusions and also to dive into things too, almost too deeply, like in attached to beliefs too tightly. And I think that would be the danger there this week, is to kind of become too radical with your beliefs and get too attached to maybe like an idea or a person. I think it kind of plays well with this sun trine Uranus as well. So, definitely if you're having those thoughts of never having a relationship and things, try to correct that this week, because I think you jump too quickly into like some sort of radical belief where you get like almost too depressed or something. And, that could cause some problems there as well.
Well, did you hear? You must have heard my daughter then, because all the things you're just saying, she was crying. And Candy, I'm sure, will let you know. She was crying about last night how she's never going to have a relationship, how she's never going to have good friends. And she's a Scorpio, you know her. So, oh my gosh,
Right.
now I understand why. And I mean, it was just horrible. So, and Scorpios had a tendency, I think you would bear this with me also, to deep real low in the depths of whatever is coming, especially friendships and relationships. And I think it's that Pluto thing that they've got going on. But I think that's just so cool. Now I know that you do weekly. Is it, well, getting back, is there anything else that you see that we need to know? We have a lot of astrology aficionados listening. So is there any other part of the sky that you that I know the new moon must be coming pretty quickly after a full moon.
Right. And actually, the other thing that's interesting is we're moving. Well, I think I talked about this the other day, too, is Mars is moving out of the retrograde zone where it was retrograde, a few months ago where it started. And it's finally moving past that retrograde zone. I think everybody will be feeling that a lot more as we move through the next couple weeks. Mars went retrograde there in Scorpio, then, you know, it's in, or in Sagittarius, went back to Scorpio. Now it's moving out and it's moving, through Sagittarius again, but we're finally past that zone where it went retrograde. So people could have felt very confused that, you know, over even since Mars went direct, I think people could still have felt very confused, very cloudy. Scorpio can sometimes, as I say, it can like poison us. It can make us feel like we're poisoned in a certain area of our life. So we could not feel good about certain areas of our lives, depending on where that falls in your chart. So it could cause some shakeups there. That happens to be happening just on the chart I'm using in the fourth house. So there could be a lot of finally like more clarity around things in the home and seeing things more clearly there. Even thoughts of moving, people could be moving and thinking about moving or planning moves at this time as well.
That is just so interesting, Chris. I'm just so, enamored when I hear astrology. It's one of my favorite subjects and the least that I know about, even though I try to say that I know, and I do know the signs, but there's just so much to know. And I love that you intuitively as well as know astrology. And you started, do you know what the new moon is? Is the new moon in September, September 1st? Or how's the new moon in September if the full moon is in just tomorrow? Or am I wrong?
No, the full moon and the new moon, off the top of my head, of course, I'm going to have to look this up on the chart here, but the new moon, I think, is around the 22nd or something like that, or the new moon, I'm sorry, the new moon was on August 2nd, and or do I have that correct here? I'm not exactly sure here. Yeah, the new moon was on August 2nd. The full moon is on August 18th. I think the next full moon is going to be on September 22nd.
Well, I wonder do you know what the full moon is, or we haven't gotten to that? I mean, the new moon, because I think that's going to be important too, like new beginnings in what sign and where is it? Because I know a lot of people are looking for new beginnings. And, I think new beginnings, we're going to be in Virgo after, I think, the 22nd, aren't we? So it's interesting with new beginnings in Virgo.
Yeah, right. And I think the next new moon is on the 1st of September there. So yeah, and it is in Virgo. It could be a lot of new beginnings, a lot more stability and things like that coming in for us. A lot of busyness as well. Just even listening to some of the other astrologers talking about September and that time after the new moon, a lot of people say that they think September is more of a subdued time where people will be more internally focused and things. But just the way I see it, I actually think people will be very busy during this period of time from the whole month of September, but definitely after the 22nd. After the 22nd, the Mercury goes direct, and it will be going retrograde at the end of this month. But still, even with that retrograde, I think people will be very, very busy during September.
Well, can you explain before we actually, and I also want to get into your weekly, what you do weekly. And I love that we're going to do a little bit of that. But also, can you please tell everyone, because I get confused even, and I've asked this, I think I did ask you when, and I did ask you when I was speaking with you yesterday. People get so scared of Mercury retrograde. And believe me, my phones, my computer, Blog Talk, I never have more problems with electricity on my devices. But people don't realize that things that you've started already, it doesn't really affect. Or is that a correct statement? Or how do you feel about people moving forward with things they've already begun before the retrograde?
Yeah, I think people put way too much weight on retrogrades in general. I mean, I myself, the last retrograde we had in January, that wasn't the last one, but when we had that retrograde in January, I traveled, for example. I had no problems at all. I'm traveling during this retrograde. I'm actually leaving on day one of this retrograde. And, I'm sure, it doesn't bother me. I'm not worried about it. I think I did a whole video of this on YouTube where I talked about how, I started a business under a retrograde. It was extremely successful and, has lasted. So, I think it's really more about just making sure things are correct and making sure you double check all paperwork and things like that. But I don't think there needs to be this like great fear around it. Even this computer that I'm talking to you on, and everybody says don't purchase technology during retrogrades and all this other stuff. And I've had this computer for almost 4 years and never had an issue with it. So I think
wow.
It's really just
wow. But I wonder if the intent was there. The intent was there
right,
before
yeah.
the retrograde.
Yeah, it's very possible. And I tell people, it's just more about being careful and just doing things with thought and having that thought. Before you do something and just thinking about it real quick and making sure you're doing things for the right reason or, double checking paperwork and everything. And again, I'll bring up this moon quincunx Jupiter that's happening this week is a perfect example. It's about thinking about things before you do them. It's really that simple.
I love that. Now, Chris, I did want to get into every thing that you do. And one of the things that I love bringing to the show, which would be new, is I love learning, and people say, oh, well, sun signs are only part of it. But, we all look at sun signs, and I know you do weekly sun signs. And I want to know first, before we actually get into some of the sun signs, because I hope that we're going to do just a few things with each sign. But and we haven't done that before. But what do you feel about sun signs, moon sign, and rising? Do you watch all three of them? Do you just say, watch your sun? How does that work in your world?
Yeah, for me, I look at it very differently than maybe most people. To me, the moon is actually like who we are. It's our truly our personality and like how we show up in the world. And then the sun is like who we are trying to become. The sun is who we are trying to show the world that we are like, trying to work towards in a lot of ways. And, so that's the way I look at it. I do think it is very helpful for people to watch all three, of course, and, definitely the sun and the moon. Again, the moon can give you a little bit more of that internal, how your personality is going to be and how you're going to be feeling in a lot of ways. And then the sun can be just a lot more how you're going to be, actually projecting yourself for a period of time.
Well, what is the rising then? Because I love that. I love the way you say it. The sun is what you're striving to be. Because again, my sun is Cancer. I'm striving probably relationships in this life is the big thing and home. And then my moon is Aquarius, forward thinking. So you're right. I love that. But where does the actual rising sign fit in?
Yeah, to me, the rising sign is, of course, it's the point when you were born, and it's a point that's like at the top of your chart there, basically. And, so to me, it has a lot to do with your thoughts in a lot of ways, and even like the law of attraction and things like that, and what you'll be attracting for a certain period of time can come up here. And it can, really... if I think about it, it can reflect your higher self, who you are kind of not even on this world, not here. So you could be bringing a lot of like spiritual messages through, it could help you with that by watching that, for every week or for the monthlies or whatever to watch that. It could help you kind of maybe ground some messages that you, that are coming in for you, or could even ground some of the thoughts and feelings that you're having. I'd say mostly your feelings. In a lot of ways.
Well, that's amazing. So can we go through, I know that doesn't sound amazing, but I think it's really cool how you put all three together. I never thought about it. I'm ADD. So if I watch one, You're lucky, but because I just can't, I don't know why, but it's weird. I can't resonate with either my moon or my rising, even though I don't resonate with my sun. So I picked the first one. But do you think we could go over, and I think we talked about this, very few people do it on the show. And I love it because I think it gives everybody a little insight to what's going on. So I ask that you would, you know, just say a few words about each sign and what's going on. I don't know if you want to do this week or next week, and I know it's intuitively also.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could mix the 2 weeks together here and get a general feel for each sign. So do you want me to just start with Aries?
Yeah, well, you know what, and I wanted you to tell everybody, you start with Aries because it's the first sign, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, because I think people don't understand that. I think Aries goes around to Pisces. I mean, when I had to learn this whole wheel, and each plays a part, and I love it. And I think people come here, and I know that they go around the zodiac. You don't come back as Cancer 6 times. You're going to go around the zodiac to learn different lessons, which I love it. Probably I'm stuck at Cancer because I probably never learn my lesson. But when you do, you go to the next one. So yes, please start with Aries.
Yeah, so Aries this week, I think you need to pay attention to messages, any messages that you are receiving from people around you, especially if your mother is coming in, or, you know, if your mother comes in or somebody delivers a message that sounds like your mother, I would say, listen to that message. It's definitely coming in pretty strongly. So if you receive some sort of nurturing advice or advice that comes off as something, even if you don't have a mother, even if it's just a message that comes in that's very motherly, I would say listen to that. There's also good energy for starting new things. And, you know, mother definitely represents conception and starting new projects or even starting new relationships and things. So good energy there for you, I have to say. Next, we can look at Taurus. Taurus, you, I think you're going to be focused this week on comfort, building comfort in your life and trying to become more comfortable, and also building long-term things that actually last in your life, so that you're not having to constantly like start over, you know, start new jobs, start new relationships. I think Taurus is done with that. It's interesting that that message is coming through because, you know, for I would say the past few months here, that's one of the main messages that Taurus has been receiving in the weeklies and the monthlies, is that you're really focused on building things that have an actual foundation that, you know, that are going to last for a long time. Next, we have Gemini. Gemini, I would say for you, watch work this week and watch how much you're working this week and try to it's all about work and fun balance, work-life balance type of thing going on for you this week, needing to make sure that you don't work too hard because it looks like something could be coming back around. I would just say even maybe Taurus or Gemini, I'm sorry, watch your health in regards to work and don't push yourself too hard. But it actually looks like a good week. I actually think that you could be even seeing an increase in income for some of you, through hard work, but just make sure to keep it balanced. As far as Cancer goes, Cancer is interesting. I feel like there could be some like second chances. Yeah, for Bonnie, of course, there could be some second chances coming in for you and starting new things. I would say the trick for Cancer this week, and again, very interesting, this is a long-term message for Cancer as well, is to make sure to go with what is new. I feel like this week, and actually I would say for Cancer, this message could last for, you know, the next couple months. So definitely keep it in mind. But to pick what is new, you could be presented with a lot of situations where it's like one situation is something old that you've dealt before, but it's comfortable. And then you could be presented with a situation that's new, like a new type of job or a new type of business. And, you know, there's always a little bit of fear that comes along with those new things. So do what is new, do what is scary, because that is where the success will be coming in for you, for sure. Next, we have Leo. Leo, I would say watch your interactions with family and friends. It actually doesn't look like a bad week or anything like that. I would just say, it's coming in strong to avoid arguments, avoid creating problems and things like that. Again, this feels more like a warning to me, not something that's going to happen. So I definitely don't really want you to worry about it or anything like that. Just keep it in the back of your mind. There could be some old friends. Again, here we go with the, you know, seventh house and friends coming back. We could be seeing some, Leo could definitely be seeing a lot of that return type of energy coming back for them. Virgo actually, this looks good. Virgo has had a long-term message about health and things like that. However, this week I actually think it's going to be a great week for you to socialize and get out there and meet people. And I also feel like a lot of you could be seeing a return on things as well. Maybe something that you've tried to do in the past or something that you've done in the past or turning to you. It feels like it's almost like a gift from the universe I'm getting for you, but it's not a gift as in a surprise. I feel like whatever's coming in for you is something that you actually have worked for. It's something that you did, and now you're seeing the return on that as well. Next, let's look at Libra. Libra, for you, I think you're planning on starting a lot of things. I would have to say that I think for Libra, the energies could be increasing. You could be also just feeling a lot better, a lot more confident about the things you're doing. So, you know, sometimes when we get that boost of confidence, then we want to do a bunch of things, right? We want to, you know, try to do a bunch of different, you know, if we start a business and it's successful, then we want to start a bunch more. We want to build it even faster. So it looks like you're having a lot of that energy. Same thing with relationships for you, Libra. It's like, you know, you could see a little bit of success, maybe dating or something like that. And you could want to keep that energy going and really keep it building. So I would keep that momentum going for sure. Scorpio has, I would say, it could be reaching some achievements and some goals this week. I think a lot of you could be seeing goals. And also a classic water sign message for Scorpio, you know, you really can't dream big enough. So take your goals and multiply them by 1,000 this week and try to reach those really hard to get goals. I'd say, you know, you might not actually get that 1,000x goal, but you might actually exceed your expectations this week. I would say, also for Scorpio, what's really interesting that's coming in now is for you to try to stand out. I would say it might be a good week for you to like brag about yourself, and it's all about creating opportunities for yourself this week. Very interesting message.
Wow.
Yeah. Creating your own opportunities and making sure that people know that you accomplished some things. I think that will be very helpful for you. Sagittarius, I think you'll be doing just a ton of different stuff. It looks like you have a bunch of interests this week maybe coming in. That could be very general too. I mean, you could be very interested in maybe like some hobbies, maybe even some different types of business, and then interested in different types of people. I kind of see you as the Joker this week, which is all about juggling a bunch of different things and handling a lot and kind of being a jack of all trades this week. I think that'll be good for you. The Joker energy is good because it allows you to do a bunch of stuff and it allows you to handle it and not have to worry about like being tired or, you know, burning the candle at both ends. It actually allows you to do a bunch of different things. So I would encourage you to do that. It looks like you're going to be doing it anyway. Again, when people come up as the Joker card even, or the Joker type energy, I would say it's, you know, just a good week to be running around doing a bunch of different stuff. Next for Capricorn, looks like a good week. I think Capricorn's had it a little bit tougher than most for the most part as far as challenges go. Definitely going to have to be a little bit more patient. The message of patience is coming in here. But also, I do see success in some ways. A lot of you might be seeing success, but maybe not as big as you want it or as much as you want. But I think that it's building and I think it's coming in for you. I would definitely not quit. I do think some of you are Capricorn-wise are working on some projects, and maybe you're going to be tempted this week to jump off or change or do something different. But I would encourage you to stay the course this week and keep going with whatever project you are doing, because it looks like it could be very successful and lead to some long-term stability that you are looking for. As well, the earth signs are always looking for stability, and that definitely seems to be something you could build this week. Let's see here. Aquarius. This week, Aquarius, I would say to you, it would be a good week for you to look at your finances. And I would just say your whole life and look at what you can remove and then look at what you can even add into your life. Some of you might actually even be looking at where you can even spend more money. And that might sound weird, but you know, sometimes we need to spend money on things like, you know, getting our car fixed or something like that. So that it doesn't turn into something much bigger later on. So I feel like a lot of you could be looking at areas where you could spend money for improvements that will be things that last, and also improvements that are important. A lot of you could even be, I don't normally deliver health messages, but a lot of you Aquariuses could be even going to the doctor to get health-related things fixed. And it would probably be best that you do that now instead of waiting and waiting for it to turn into something much worse later on. And then finally, we have Pisces. Pisces, this week, I think a lot of you are making commitments and looking at the commitments you make, even commitments to beliefs. And a lot of you could be very committed to things that you believe in or just beliefs that you have. Then we could look at this literally for Pisces. I would say Pisces that are with somebody, you could be making a commitment as in like marriage or moving in with somebody. And if you're not in a relationship, there could be some new relationship type energy coming in for you. And it could be something committed and, again, very stable. There's a lot of stability or thoughts of stability this week, actually, for seems like for all signs. But, yeah, Pisces, looks good as well for you.
Wow.
And that's, yeah, that's what I got.
Oh, my gosh, Chris, that's so wonderful. I love this. In fact, I'm going to invite you to do this either monthly or biweekly because I feel that this is important for everybody out there. So I know they can go to your web and I know they can go to YouTube. So you'll actually see Chris delivering this. But this is just special. And I love having you on our show. So I am going to make it so that you're stable and we can do this at least monthly or biweekly, and I'm hoping your game. So I do want everybody to know we're going to get to the phone lines. So, you know, we're going to ask you what you think of your seventh house and the full moon. So get prepared. Are you ready to go to the phones, Chris?
I am ready.
Well, I do want to say before I get to the phones, I got to give you some confirmation because I can only give them to you for a few signs. But one is, especially with Aquarius, you know, my husband's an Aquarius and he's very sick right now and he's going through different places. And he is finally, we're trying different remedies. And he had said at the end of the week that if he doesn't find the remedy, he's going to go to the doctor. So isn't that like crazy, even though he is one? So
yeah,
there was a confirmation there. And and I can't remember the other one I was going to give you a confirmation on. There's only a few. Oh, Sagittarius, my son's a Sagittarius, and they've got him doing all kinds of things in the kitchen. You know, he's a chef. And he's working as a line chef because he just got out of chef school. Yeah, and they're making him do all these other things. And I'm thinking, why are you doing that? But you just told me. So I am so excited that you actually took some great things and gave me some great, great insight about the people I love. And I hope he does the same for you. And I hope Chris has been helpful to all of you. We are going to get to 631. And don't worry, Candy, I'm coming right to you. But 631, you are on with Chris Reck, Minnow Pond. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. What do you think of the seventh house and the new moon and the full moon coming up?
I hope it got something good to bring me.
Well, can we ask what sign you are?
Gemini.
Well, you know what? You're a Gemini. So were you listening as Chris was telling what's coming up for Gemini?
Yes, I would like to hear that. Yes.
Well, he just gave the whole astrology wheel. So what question did you have? And I wonder if it relates to something he's already said about Gemini. So go ahead and ask your question.
Mine is about my love life at the moment because it's a little bit mixed up right now. So,
Chris, what did you say about Gemini?
Well, you know what's interesting is I'll tell you this too, is that a lot of Geminis have gone through some interesting things in love, and even to the point where a lot of them have had like semi-committed relationships over the past, you know, few months here, and then those relationships have either fallen apart or just haven't worked out, or something along those lines. I feel like there's a lot of karma going on, for, you know, karmic lessons or something along the lines for Gemini in a lot of ways around relationships. So that's why it's interesting. And you know, it's just something I've noticed, even doing personal readings for people and talking to a lot of Geminis and having these relationship issues and things like that. For you in particular, I do see a water sign possibly coming in for you. It does look like a water sign. And, you know, also needing to do something new. I don't know if you heard, but I was talking about people needing to focus on new things. I was talking a little bit about...
Yeah, I heard you saying that about cancer. I heard you saying that about cancer.
Yeah, so, right. And I think that that message will be true for you as well. You know, I think that you need to try new things and focus on new stuff. And I actually see a lot of happiness around you, so that's interesting. And, you know, I do feel like maybe you feel stuck as well. You know, I'm getting this, like, stuck in prison thing popping into my head and needing to break out of that. What I think will be an interesting time for you is actually after, is as we move forward, I think there will be progress. I think you'll see things getting better. But after October 22nd, I think you are going to be one of those people that sees a lot of progress very quickly after that period of time, and things will just lighten up from there. But yeah,
you're saying that you see a water sign coming in. What is the water sign? Who is the water sign?
Like what do you mean?
You said a water sign. You see them coming into my life soon, or something. You said something like that about a water sign.
Yeah, water sign is in, yeah, somebody who's a water sign as far as love coming in as well. You know, they're showing up here as the King of Hearts, so that can represent a return of energy, somebody returning to you, or it can also represent new. I would encourage you, it really, King of Hearts represents your ships coming in. It represents energy that you've been putting out towards relationships coming back to you as well.
I put a lot of energy out, and I don't get it back.
Oh,
yeah, and but like I said, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, she was asking what's water sign. The water signs are Scorpio, Pisces, or Cancer.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what you meant.
I'm actually with a Cancer right now, but we have like a turbulent relationship. It's like up and down.
That would be, I mean, that's probably the Seven of Clubs. I mean, this could definitely, I mean, like I said, the water sign male with Cancer, I mean, this could be the person coming in. And again, Seven of Clubs, like I said, it's a card of feeling trapped, of wanting to break out and things like that. I would encourage you to, you know, definitely stick with something new, really.
Yeah, I'm kind of not like the type of person that wants to keep trying new things. I get comfortable, and I don't like to. Not that I don't like change, I just don't want to start over again. Keep starting over. That's my thing.
Yeah,
and you're a Gemini.
Yep.
That's Gemini's. I don't know. That's more like a can't. Like that's more like a Taurus, Capricorn, or Virgo.
I'm the type of person bored easily. That is a Gemini thing. But I like to be in a relationship. I don't like to, you know, go out and date and start over again. That's not my thing. I like consistency and stability.
Yeah, and that's a very Gemini thing as well.
Yeah, because I'm 37. I don't want to keep dating for the rest of my life. I don't want to start. You know what I'm saying? It's like, who wants to do that when you start getting older?
No, I get it. And let me pull cards on him as well. And see, Well, I mean, you know, it's interesting that I said that about the King of Hearts, about your ships coming in. You got the Six of Hearts as well. That is that would be a good card. I mean, I'll say this as well. You do not have any breakup cards here. You just have a stuck card, the Seven of Clubs, like I said, being stuck.
Right.
So, you know, you could easily get things moving forward.
Right.
Eight of Diamonds, which represents work and working on things. And
They told me not to work too much. And meanwhile, I'm on vacation for the next 3 weeks, so I won't be.
Oh, right. No,
yeah, I think he meant what...
Right.
Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
You were going to say it.
Well, I he wasn't saying don't work on, he was meaning work. He did say that.
Don't work too hard, they
right.
said. Take it because it could affect your health. That's what they
right,
said.
Right.
So I won't.
Right. But
I'll
what
be relaxed.
He was talking about. What he was talking about was relationships. So I'm sure. But I do have to move on to the next caller. We have a lot of callers here that would like to talk to Chris. I think you've got some great advice. The one thing I would say, and I totally, it's right along Chris's line, is this. Something new, you know, because I'm a counselor also, as well as whatever else I am, which is psychic medium, counselor, nurse, is that sometimes being stuck with the same old,
right.
Wouldn't you rather be in something that is just wonderful and new and exciting and perfect, and nothing's ever perfect, than to be stuck
yeah.
with somebody that might not be, and the rest of your life is stuck. So be careful when you say you want to stay with the same old, because you really like staying with someone, when you see an energy of movement, because that gives you, like,
right.
that's what the whole astrology is about. When you see movement, that gives you the energy and the impetus and the right time to move. So just be careful.
Yeah.
So I say, like Chris, you don't have any breakup cards, but don't be afraid of something new. And maybe it means, Chris, her even starting
right.
something, a different type of relationship with the same guy. Maybe it's about, hey, let's stop the turbulent fighting, or it's time to release each other. And then maybe they'll
right.
like move into something new of like, yeah, you're right. We do love each other. We do want to be together. Let's look at new ways to do stuff. So I think that's what
right.
Chris is
I
kind
understand.
Of telling you.
All
okay.
Right.
I'm going to move
so
on, but I hope you're welcome.
You
I hope I did. Thank you. Chris, did I explain that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, the fact that he showed up, you know, the King of Hearts, like I said, it's a male water sign, which we picked up on before we even, you know, knew that he, you know, that she was with him. And that's a very good sign.
Yes.
It's showing that he's present, he's here, he's in the reading, and, you know, that puts
yes.
him in a position of power right there. So that's a very good sign.
I know. I love it. I love this. This is so me. I can't take it. I love this. Okay. 305. You're on with Chris. I'm going to call you
Hi,
Wonder
Chris.
Bread.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking
Hi,
with?
This is
Eileen.
Hi, Chris.
Ah!
This is Eileen.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Eileen. How are you?
I'm
you
good.
Know, I never
this
look at
good.
Numbers.
This- Oh, that's cool.
Don't you love Chris?
Well, you got me
today. Do you love Chris? I know.
I
Chris,
love
she's another astrology aficionado. So go
no,
for it.
No, that's too much to say. That's too much to say. But I was looking at my chart based on the full moon, and it winds up being an Aquarius in the 10th house, and I'm a Cancer.
Interesting.
Right.
So tell
so my,
to ask
my
Kristen.
Question is, and Bonnie knows about this, is that I'm asking Spirit and my angels to send me some assistance to get me to the next level. And I'm doing new paintings. I'm an artist. And I'm doing new creations, and Spirit's telling me what to paint next. And I have the three canvases. I have the four canvases, and I want to start working on them. But I'm waiting for the right partner, you know, person who's an aficionado in the world of art to come in to say, okay, I got some things I want to set up for you that's on the same wavelength spiritually with me.
Well, I mean, what I'll tell you first off, number one, is that having a full moon in the 10th house is pretty powerful. I mean, you know, it puts you, when you have a full moon in the 10th house, it highlights you. It kind of gets you noticed, and, you know, I think if you were to even look up the full moon in the 10th house, it would say that, you know, it kind of puts you in the limelight. It gets you noticed, and it has people noticing you. And then, I mean, the trick with Aquarius is to innovate. You know, to me, Aquarius is the innovator and things like that. So doing new things, again, which came up for Cancer and came up for a bunch of other signs as well,
yeah.
Will help you out. But pay attention. I mean, I haven't even pulled cards for you yet, and already, I mean, things are coming in. I think it's now is the time for you to pay attention. I think things will happen for you all of a sudden, and it seems like things kind of just change very quickly. You could have a lot of things, by the way, just random kind of message coming in here. You could have some things happening around the home and things like that. Looks like changes around the home. That could be very positive. It feels like a little bit in the future. Let me just see here. Yeah, it looks like something in the future around the home, possible changes there, like I said, but also career-wise, I mean, like I said, very good stuff here. Even just pulling a couple cards here, you have the Nine of Hearts, which is getting something you wish for, getting something you want. Very creative card as well. And you also have the Ten of Diamonds, which would, you know, 10th house, you know, all this other stuff going on here. Ten of Diamonds is very good for money and getting noticed and things. So wait, I went off on a tangent there. What was your question?
Oh, I've always been in the world of connections that find me with my artwork. That's a given because I requested that
right.
a long time ago. But that's all changed. That industry has changed. So now I want to do something that's going to get me in a new agenda, new arena with different kind of clientele that's more in the cities for my originals. So that's really what I'm asking for, is to be with the recognition, with the getting noticed, to have someone step forward and say, I like your work, I have some ideas. And I trust this person because they've been in the world of art and galleries, whatever, for a really long time, like me.
Yeah, I mean, part of me feels like you, I mean, I just pulled another card, Ace of Diamonds. So you have some, first off, you have some amazing cards, like, around the situation in general. A lot of these cards are cards of, like I said, new, doing something new. So,
okay.
and starting something new and being innovative and things like that. But I also
yeah.
think you need to, you know, definitely, you know, take back, you know, I think you need to be the one to also make a lot of these things happen. Nines and the Ace of Diamonds are both cards of, you know, like I said, I think I said it for one of the signs. I don't remember who. It might have been Scorpio, but
yeah,
I said that, you know, you need to be the one to make these opportunities happen by kind of like, you know, tooting your own horn, so to speak, and
okay.
bragging about yourself. So I would
okay.
encourage you to do that, no doubt about it. And nines, well, I just want to say, too, that nines, and you have the nine and the ten, you know, so what is rewarded here is just doing, like, a bunch of stuff and really trying to reach out to as many people as you can. And if you can do that, it's like, you know, will all of them say yes or help you or anything? Probably not, but you will at least get one, and it looks, like, very, a totally new path. Ace of Diamonds, I can't even tell you, it is a card of stepping off on and just, like, being totally surprised by a new journey and doing something that, you know, you never thought you could possibly even create. It's all about innovation, like I said, and it innovates your life. It changes the way your life goes. So that looks
yeah.
really good to me.
Yeah, I have Aquarius
wow.
on my 10th and my 11th house, and I have my North Node in Pisces in my 11th house. So I totally understand what you're saying, and I've always been a leader in my own path, in my own direction. So I get it, and I do serve the planet, and my work's around the whole world already, but I'm ready for the next level, financially,
yeah, I mean,
too.
It's coming.
Right, and
I know.
The thing about the Ace of Diamonds is,
yeah.
too, is that, you know, Ace of Diamonds type people are always weird and eccentric and things like that. I'm an Ace of Diamonds, so I totally get it.
Yeah.
But having this card, you know, it's all about, like I said, definitely walking your own path, but standing out because of it.
Yeah, right. And
I
was
I
on Bonnie's
that.
Show last week, and that was really fun.
yeah,
oh, yeah,
that was new and innovative for you. So
totally.
I love that, Eileen.
Yeah.
You know, I got to ask you, because she's not, and this amazes me about Eileen. So and I know why. She's really on this work path, and she's a beautiful, please pull up her website. It's EileenSights.com so you can see her artwork, but her artwork's beautiful. And for anybody out there listening, it's EileenSeitz.com because I'd love you to see her artwork. I own a piece. Okay. So thank goodness. And she always asks about her work because that's so important to her. But she also has, is there anything in that those cards? And I'm going to ask and then move on to the next person. But is there anything in there about love life or is it all about work,
yeah.
Chris?
Right.
Yeah.
Love.
The Nine of Hearts there is all about love life and, you know, more love opening. And it represents, I will say, I mean, the thing about the Nine of Hearts is it's all about, like, almost being there, which is pretty much, I mean, you know, I guess I could say unfortunately, even though, you know, things happen when they need to happen. But, you know, I think a lot of people are in that Nine of Hearts space where things are just almost about to happen relationship-wise. Things are almost just about to happen work-wise. But the Nine of Hearts is definitely a good card for love. It brings in love that makes you truly happy. It's a card of happiness.
Good.
And, you know, good
wow.
things happening for you, for sure.
Good, because I deserve it, and I'm ready for it, and I've been asking and praying for that, too, for partners.
Well, thank goodness, because did you hear, you didn't hear one thing about that question on my show, now, did you? But see, I knew what she was alluding to at the end, so I'm really good. No, I did
thank
have
you,
to bring it up finally. You're welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you, Bonnie, my
okay.
friend.
Thank
you, Chris.
Welcome,
I'm going to check out your YouTube station.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
I'll keep listening.
Eileen.
Bye.
Okay. I'll put
Bye.
You on hold. Eileen is an amazing artist. Chris, you need to check out her website because her paintings are, I mean, like I said, I own one and they're just fabulous. And for everybody out there, she uses so much color. It's just amazing. And my board is frozen again. So if you just give me a
Uh-oh.
Second, can you hear me, Chris? Yeah. So let me see
yeah,
if I can
I
put
can
on, I'm a Candy. See, I'm not getting, the board is not, what I'm going to have to do. I think it's the weather because a lot of people are having bad weather. And the great news is the only person who's staying on is you. And I am going to say, Eileen, are you still on?
I am. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah. Now, this happened yesterday with a friend of hers. And the problem is that you can't, with Blog Talk, the board is stuck. So let me see if I can put somebody else on with us. So Eileen, if you can mute yourself, then I can see if I can put somebody else on, but I can't get it off. So 5-3, so can you mute yourself? Okay, good. 530, you're on with Chris. Hi. Hello, 530. Not let me put anybody on, Chris. Let me see what I can do. This is crazy. So we had this happen yesterday. So let me see if I do this. If it's not letting me move. Can you hear me? I'm thinking about calling. Yeah, I'm thinking about, I don't know how, because if I take it off, this is what happened yesterday. So if I take it off, that would mean that the show would stop, and I don't want to have that. So let me see if I can get, if I could get Blog Talk in here. So Chris, let me ask you a question. Tell me about your monthly before we, you know, before I can see if I can fix the board and grab someone else. Can you tell everybody about your monthly videos? I know they're longer than your weeklies and what you do to do your monthly videos.
Yeah, I mean, I just do monthlies, but I do split it up a little bit. I try to go more into detail, like, In my weeklies, they're just more what I'm feeling intuitively, so it's more just random, you know. There's no, it could be about love, it could be about business, it could be about anything. But the monthlies, I go into detail into each area, like love, business, finance, work, you know, spirituality and everything like that. It is interesting because, you know, for the most part, the monthlies end up mirroring the weeklies by the end of the month anyway, so... you know, it's pretty pretty funny to see how they always kind of, you know, reflect what happens later on with the weeklies as well.
That is really crazy, and nobody can hear us. It seems like it's this board is very very is stuck. So you know what? Talking about Mercury retrograde, what did I say? Blog Talk.
I know we're not
was,
even...
heads up. I know, but this, it must be the energies, and it was such a great, you know, it was so great. Yeah, Eileen, are you still there?
Yes, Bonnie. Yes.
Can I, wait? Is anybody? It's really crazy. The board is totally full, and I can't get to anybody. Is there anybody in chat? Can chat hear us? I can't even see chat, and I know you're in chat because maybe you could take questions for me from chat.
Hear you on the phone.
Okay, so they can hear us?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, we're going to continue then. Guess what? I'm going to get a reading. So Chris, because between me and Eileen on until I can get somebody else on the board, you've got me. So you know what though? I just don't know, you know, what I'd ask you because I talk to you and, you know, I'd love to see what the cards are holding. I mean, you know, you already know about Lauren and you already know about Arthur. So I just told you a little bit about it. And so look at me. So can I, you know, can I get like, can you pull cards for me? See what's coming up for me. And maybe, you know, it's going to be in the business. Well, I think we did this. What do you think, Chris, in the business arena, unless Eileen has another question. And I don't know how to fix the board because it isn't letting me put anybody on or take anybody off. And so I'm thinking if I call back in and you know, maybe because I hate doing me all the time, but let's do me and then we'll talk more about astrology. Actually, where your cards and how you read your cards. Go ahead.
Sure. So do you want just a general reading for you?
Sure. Everybody, you're going to have to hear me.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have the Joker. It's funny that we were talking about the Joker energy. You have the Joker coming up twice here, right at the beginning. So definitely dealing with doing a lot, running around, doing a lot of different things. And also, you know, of course, the Joker is the card of entertainment and being an entertainer. You have the Three of Clubs as well coming up, so which is another card of the, you know, the entertainer, people who do things in entertainment, you know, of course, radio, anything like that. So that's good. And even, again, Three of Clubs, second chances, did that come up for Cancer for you?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yes.
Who that was,
isn't that but crazy? It was for me, I think. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. That is pretty crazy that came up again. So definitely some second chances on things. And, but yeah, and you also have the Queen of Diamonds as well. So you could be doing a lot of trimming here over the next, I would say this is a long-term energy for people, the Queen of Diamonds, when somebody gets it. For the most part, it can be something that you're dealing with for a while, working on a bunch of different things and also trimming things out of your life. And even, you know, going over finances and even dealing with people. Again, here we have this full moon in seventh house, and that can be all about, like I said, getting rid of friends, starting new friendships and things like that.
Well, let's hope I'm not getting rid of too many friends.
No, yeah,
let's hope I'm not getting rid of
some. Have to.
Well, you know, I think that is so cool, Chris. Now I've lost my my whole board. What I am going to say is this has been such a fun show, and it is so entertaining and so wonderful, and you have been so wonderful. I'm glad that we could actually have and do the signs because that's important to me for everybody. So I can't see the board, but we can talk about astrology. How did you get into astrology?
I've always been interested in it, and then I started doing the card readings on YouTube, of course, and I wanted to kind of like branch out and do other things, and I started reading more about actually, you know, running charts and looking at charts and things, and now I have like a huge stack of books on my floor right here, all about astrology, so it's kind of, it quickly over the past few years here kind of became an area of focus for me. So that's really how I got into it. I've always been interested in it, but never to the point where I wanted to learn how to do it until I actually started learning how to do it. So it's pretty interesting.
That is super cool. And I love that, you know, me and astrology, I mean, come on, I live and breathe it, even though I have tried learning it. And it's really hard. There's like 400 aspects to everything. And you've just picked it up. You're like a sponge. And I love how you deliver your YouTube. So I am going to have to end the show because I cannot even get the board back. So wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. I think I have it. Wait. Yes, I got the board back.
Oh,
I
no
think.
Way.
Yeah. So let me see. Okay. Oh, I'm excited. So let me just see if I can do this. So let me put, it doesn't seem like it's going to. Okay. There we go. So let's see if I can get everybody back. Chris, I'm getting to 281. Yes, I'm so excited. All right, Candy.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, Candy.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yay.
Yay. Oh, my gosh. So, Candy, I know you have waited to talk to Chris, and I am excited for you. I want to say hello to everybody in chat again. I've got you up. Am I amazing or what? It must be that cancer in me.
Yes.
So, okay. Well, so Candy, tell me about what you think of the full moon coming.
The energy wakes me out all the time. Every time we have like a full moon, the energy just is so intense that it wipes me out. That's what I think about the full moon.
Well, you know what? It almost wiped Chris out too, and me, because we almost ended the show.
Right.
So I'm glad that I'm glad that we kept going. Well, what do you have for Chris? What question would you like to ask Chris? First of all, tell him when your birthday is, so he knows what you are.
Okay, Chris, my birthday is 6/14/59. I'm Gemini.
All right.
So what do we have in, so you heard about, because I know you've been on for the whole time, but you heard what's coming up for Gemini, but Chris, can you give us like a little synopsis real quick about Gemini that you had told us in the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the focus, it's funny because we had that first Gemini talking about relationships, and that definitely seems to be one of the main focuses for Gemini is finding something stable, and even possibly having, you know, a lot of Geminis, like I said, have possibly even lost recent relationships over the past few months, and a lot of them could be overcoming a lot of those issues. And this doesn't have to, I mean, this doesn't have to be people, by the way. It could be other types of relationships and things that you've lost, and thinking about all of that. And but I would say really coming to an understanding over, I wouldn't say just this week, I would say for the next few weeks, really coming to an understanding of why you had to lose those things and like what it means for you now and, you know, how you could grow from those losses.
Okay. Understandable.
Well, Chris, before you go any further with Candy, we have a question in chat. And I love this because I love questions from Hello Sandy. Hello, Sandy. She wants to know what sun sign you are.
Oh, me? I'm a Pisces.
Oh, he's a Pisces. Okay, I put you in Virgo. Oh, well, you know, that's how, I know you have to have something in you that's Virgo, or at least an earth sign somewhere.
Yeah,
maybe Capricorn. I think.
Tons of Capricorn. I have a ton of Earth in my chart in general. A lot of Earth signs.
Well, everyone, if anybody wants to know what Minnow Pond is, and I should have thought about it, but a Minnow Pond has water, and what's a Pisces but water? Okay, go ahead,
water.
Chris. I know I interrupted you. Go ahead, Candy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
Candy, do you have a question?
I was just going to tell him I understand that loss because I've lost a lot this last year. Well, actually 2 years. And I've actually been working on past karma for the last 7 years.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense because, especially for certain signs, so you're obviously one of the ones that's affected by it. You know, something I've been looking at too, is this Mars retrograde? What's interesting is last time Mars was retrograde, it went through Scorpio as well. So we've had like, you know, that puts it at, you know, over 4 years of having to deal with certain, like the same things over and over and over again.
Over and over again, yeah.
Yeah, and so you must be one of those people. And I would say the good news for you is that should all be clearing up. You should be seeing new cycles. Like once we get past this Mercury retrograde as well, you know, which is September 22nd, you could see a lot of new energy finally coming in for you during that time.
Well, that's good. So, like, I'm so empathic that these full moons, the retrogrades, they really hit me hard, and I'm tired all the time. I'm really tired right now. Like, I just want to go crawl into bed and not get out of bed for a while. So.
Oh no, you have 20 minutes, and you have then you can do that, Candy. is there any because my show is the best, but
I've also noticed that other empathic people are this way right now too.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that a lot of that has to do with the Mars retrograde as well. It's been, mm-hmm. you know, very challenging, exhausting. You know, this Mars retrograde in particular, I think, made a lot of people, like, want to do certain things, but at the same time, it's like there was, like, a lot of suppression and a lot of us being suppressed and tired and not wanting to do it. There's, you know, off the top of my head, of course, now I'm going to bring this up, but I totally forgot. You know, where this was coming from, but there's been a lot going on with Neptune, and I think a lot of that is making people tired as well. Even, you know, just taking a quick look, we have the Sun will be trining Neptune, the Moon is, looks like, am I looking at this chart right? Let me just make sure I'm looking at the right thing here. The Moon will be sextiling Neptune. I'm looking at the wrong thing, so let me go back and start over here. It's Venus will be opposite Neptune, Mars will be squaring Neptune, and Saturn will also be squaring Neptune this week as well. So a lot of this Neptune energy, tiredness, and a lot of that, you know, a lot of that stuff could be going on because of that. But that's all energy that I think is going to clear up as well. Kind of, it seems like everything kind of, you know, I've been picking October, the end of October, as the time where I really think a lot of people will feel just better in a lot of ways and feeling less tired as well.
Okay. Well, that's my question. I was going to see what I had in store for the next couple months.
Yeah, do you want me to pull cards too?
Please, if you would.
Sure. Let's see.
You know, Candy's the one that did our banner, so we'll give anything to Candy.
Yeah, of course. Well, first off, you know, well, you know this, but pay attention to all messages that you receive. And you know what? I do see you overcoming this tiredness as well. But you have three court cards. You have the King of Clubs, the Queen of Spades, and the King of Hearts coming in. So whenever I see somebody who gets, like, a bunch of court cards, I always say, pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to, you know, people talking to you in your dreams, messages that you're getting. Even if you're in line at the store or something like that, and somebody says something in front of you that catches your ear, these are probably all very important messages for you. Like mm-hmm. I said, whenever I see a bunch of court cards, it usually says that messages are very important for you. But it looks like I think you need to jump into something as well. It looks like maybe you are thinking about stepping up to some sort of leadership position, maybe in your own life as well, but it looks like you need to just jump right in. Queen of Spades, all about, you know, she does things, she starts things without knowing any of the details. She just does it, and she learns along the way, kind of. King of Clubs, same thing. King of Clubs is all about teaching yourself things, like, as you go. It's about having confidence and really, like, understanding things just as you move along, as you move through a process. But you end here with the Ace of Spades. Great card, represents obstacles correcting, overcoming obstacles, and it also represents an ending to to current problems and current situations you have. So that's a really nice card to have as well.
Okay, that's understandable.
Well, honey,
huge obstacle. As far as messages, I've been seeing a lot of spirit in the house, a lot of angels, kitty cats that have passed in the last few months are hanging around and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, with all these cool cards, there's no surprise there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
Candy, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to try to get to these
Thank
people are
you.
Waiting to hear. You're welcome. Although, really, you should say you're welcome because I did nothing. But okay, everybody's just so in awe of you. So I'm really excited about this, Chris, for all of us. But 530, you are on with Chris. Hi. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, I'm really excited to take your call. Who are we speaking with?
This is Sharon. I'm in Northern California.
Hi, Sharon. Well, what's your sign? What's your sun sign?
My sun sign is Aries, but what Chris was saying, I'm wondering if I shouldn't get information about my moon sign, which is Capricorn. See, that's where we live, in our moon energy.
Yeah, and interesting. Have you been experiencing, let me ask you this. This will answer our question. Have you been experiencing, a lot of struggles over the past, I'd say, 8 years, kind of like Candy, almost? Has it been like an eight-year cycle for you?
Yeah, it's like I never know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, so you, I mean, you probably are feeling the Capricorn energy a little bit, a little bit more. Aries has been having it, Aries, people who are fully in the Aries energy, it's been a little bit easier recently. I'm not, I don't want to suggest that anybody's had it. It's been tough for everybody for a while, but Aries is finally breaking out of that. So if you're still feeling challenged, I would definitely say, yeah, probably listen to some Capricorn as well.
Yeah, it has, but, when Mars started moving forward, I definitely felt that change.
Right.
My whole energy dynamic changed, and I was ready to go forward again.
Yeah, I mean, so you were tired over the, when it was retrograde, you were feeling that tiredness?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's probably, a lot of the Capricorns felt that, that tired energy for a while, and hard to get started on things as well.
Yes, but now it's feeling a lot better.
Yeah, which is good.
Moon is in the seventh house, and Mercury, I'm sorry, how to do it, is aligned with Mars. I don't know. Go ahead and ask your question.
Well, I'm kind of interested in what's coming next.
Let's see here. For you, I do think, again, you're going to probably have that new message going with new, but I would say also trust your intuition. And I think you are definitely one of the people who you need to rely on yourself, definitely being self-reliant. You have two cards here that are all about only listening to only yourself, not listening to anybody else and doing what's important to you. But you have a lot of growth and learning. I would say also if you're anywhere you're stuck, education will be very important for you. That doesn't mean going back to school. It's actually a lot easier than that. I would say anywhere you're stuck, watching some YouTube videos about wherever you're, whatever you're trying to do in life, or reading a book or something very simple. You have the Six of Clubs, the Two of Clubs. These are both cards of very simple education to overcome obstacles. And they don't even represent obstacles, but I just like to, I like to think that, whenever there is an obstacle, they want you to just learn something new or to update skills. So literally anywhere you're trying to move forward, just a little bit of education here, like in sharpening your skills, updating yourself, updating skills, could go a long way. Two of Clubs comes up quite frequently for people right now. And it's a card of, I say, talking to yourself, really, and figuring out what you want your life to look like, and then just trying to make that happen and doing whatever it takes. It's about exceeding your own expectations as well, and really trying to make that happen in your life. And it does, again, through tiny little bits of education, I guess is the best way to put it. You could do that.
Yeah, I read. I do a lot of different things. I'm like a sponge, always sucking up new information.
Right, yeah, so it'll be even more valuable to you.
All right.
That's
well,
really
thank
cool.
you so much. You're so delightful, and I resonated to a lot of that stuff that you were saying in the beginning that was going on. So thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you very much.
That's so nice. And, Chris, again, if you would subscribe to his YouTube channel, that really helps him out. He's got a lot of followers, but the more he gets on YouTube, the better YouTube puts him in. So we love you to just go and subscribe to his channel. It doesn't cost anything, and it's certainly informative. He gives you every week details about everything that he sees. So thank you, thank you, thank you for enjoying Chris. And of course, I'm just chopped liver singing, but that's okay. 504. You're on with Chris. Hi.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Mary Lou. Mary Lou, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Mary Lou, Mary Lou. Has a new start. Okay, Mary Lou, who are you and what are you and what sign are you? So I know Mary Lou who, but Mary Lou, tell us what your sign is.
I'm a Libra.
Ah, Libra, air. Okay, and I'm going to hand you right over to Chris, but the one question I want to ask you is, how do you think the full moon is going to affect you in the seventh house?
In the seventh house? I'm not sure what my signs are in the seventh house because I don't know astrology that well. But
tell me what the moon does for you besides make you howl. Oh, I don't know why I'm doing this. Okay, go ahead.
First of all, are we in a Mercury retrograde?
No, it starts on the 29th of this month.
Okay, because the whole time during your show, I've been trying to force my printer to work.
Yeah, but,
I'm trying to get my show to work.
Yeah, and they say that, you know, the energy kind of starts before the planet goes retrograde anyway. So, you know, you could be affected by it now.
Okay. So to answer your
question,
moons just make weird transitions. That's all I can say. I don't quite understand them.
As long as they don't make you howl like me, you're doing well. Because otherwise, then we'd have to. I think what they do is, if you howl at the moon, they chain you up and make sure you don't turn into a werewolf.
Well, for example, my children are always born on full moons, and I keep saying, no, that can't be, but that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is interesting.
Yeah, that is so interesting because Mary Lou, you know, because my husband fishes, whenever there's a full moon, it affects the tides before and after. So maybe that's what it's doing. It's pulling the babies out because, you know, it affects the tides and babies swim in water, which is your amniotic fluid. And maybe, and it means endings and new beginnings. So it's ending their time in the uterus and new beginnings to see the world. I love that.
Well, the doctors who do not believe in astrology make sure that when there's a full moon to know that that's when all the babies will be born.
Yeah, I love that. See, I gave the reason why. Okay, so what do you want to know from Chris?
I want you to look at my business and finances and see if you see any shifts there.
All right, let's see what's going on for you. Probably getting a lot busier. And you have two nines as well, nine of diamonds, nine of hearts, really, really good.
Wow.
Nine of hearts is a card of wishes, getting something you wish for, getting something you want. And nine of diamonds, card of large, you know, checks coming in as well, large amounts of money, new contracts. The nines, though, also can represent spending money to make money, as I say. So, you know, I don't know if you do any advertising, if that's even part of your business, or, you know, if there's something else you could spend money on. And, you know, that would probably be good. If you need to spend money on anything, that can also, you know, these two cards can also say that it would be a good idea for you to do that, for you to, like, update equipment or, you know, anything along those lines. You know, that would be highlighted under these cards. But let's see what else. You know, of course, everybody's been getting this new message about new things coming in. Nine of Diamonds, I say, is the card of newness, the card of new things coming in for you, new energies. It's also very unexpected. I would say both nines could represent things taking unexpected turns in a positive direction. Again, you have nine of diamonds and nine of hearts, which are two very positive nines. The other good thing to do under nines is to look at things like your taxes and things like that. Again, not saying anything's wrong there, but it could say that you could find maybe some sort of like unexpected, like write-off or something along those lines. It's always, whenever you get nines like this, it's always a good idea to go back over finances for sure and look and see, and especially taxes. Again, taxes are highlighted under these nines. So a great time to go back over things, even go back over past years and make sure that you didn't miss something. I never know what you might find. Again, very unexpected. So you could find some unexpected things with this. But really, if we were to round out the nines, they're all about investment and investing in the business or your business and investing in your finances. So anything where you could, you know, invest in those areas would be very beneficial for you.
Okay.
Wow. What do you do, Mary Lou?
I'm a photographer, but I'm trying to switch a little bit from freelancing to more on the fine art. And I have two exhibitions going up right now. And if I don't make sales or win a grant or something, then my butt's going to be in a sling. I'm taking some risks.
Yeah, the nines, again, doing something new. So, you know, you are doing something new. So, you know, it's kind of highlighted under those nines. I think it'll turn out well for you in a lot of ways. Keep pushing yourself. Nines, you know, nines represent, like I said this to somebody else who had a nine today. They represent almost being there. Like, you are, like, right on the razor's edge of success. So definitely don't give up and don't stop. But, I mean, I do see good things for you anyway. But these nines, like I said, are very positive. So.
Okay.
Yeah, Mary Lou, I got to tell you something. I know you go into chat. You need to talk to Caribbean in chat because she's an artist. You just heard her on there, and you're a photographer, and she's doing gallery work, and I don't know, you're doing gallery work or something. But I just, you know, that would be a great, like, connection. Not maybe for business for both of you, but for maybe, I don't know. They're just telling me to tell you that. So get in chat. I know you are, or you were, or you do. And look up Caribbean.
Correct.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I was listening to her because I can identify with it. I know that world.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, I'm all about connections. I'm all about connections. I'm a connector. At least I was when somebody said, what are you, Chris? I always say I'm a connector. And then I think, what the heck is that? But what it is connecting people, the right people or the right stories, or I don't know. So all I hear from Spirit is get a hold of Caribbean. And I know you can do that in chat. So Caribbean can hear me and she knows you're Mary Lou in chat. So it'd be great. And I know you love the show and I hope you're going to say you do, because I do see you in chat and I'm hoping you're here more. So look up Caribbean. And is there anything else before we say goodbye, Mary Lou, that Chris, you need to tell her?
I thought you were going to say, do I get another question?
Go ahead. Well, not another question. We don't have enough time. Do you see anything in there for love? It's just like Caribbean. Okay, so is there anything in there for love for her?
Oh, yeah. I think they both had the nine of hearts, didn't they? I mean, I think Caribbean had the nine of hearts, and she also has the nine of hearts. So, I mean, definitely, you know, nine of hearts represents love. Love coming in. Again, it represents your wishes. So, if love is something you've been wishing for, it can definitely represent a change. Like I said, it's probably the most difficult time in history for, it probably has been, as far as love goes. It's like either you've had a relationship or you just haven't. And, you know, personally, I think that's changing this year for everybody. And, you know, so I think that's definitely going to change for you. But again, you have the Nine of Hearts, which is a very good love card. So definitely.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, I have 90 seconds. Mary Lou, I just adore you, so please always come, and good luck. And you have the same cards as Caribbean. You need to get a hold of each other. So thank you for being with us. And for everybody who didn't get in, Chris is going to be a stable here. And so we are going to have Chris and all his outlooks and all his cards and all his astrology. Also, make sure that you find Chris on YouTube, Chris Reck. It's Minnow Pond, MINNOWPOND. Do Astro or Tarot. Follow him. Please subscribe to his channel, and you will always see Chris. And Chris, if you'd like to say any last minute goodbyes or give everybody how to get a hold of you do this for a living. He does private readings. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Really appreciate it. And you just look me up on YouTube, and you can contact me on YouTube. I have all my contact information there, so everybody can get in touch with me there. But thanks again.
Oh, thank you, Chris. You are wonder. You are wonderful. And I can't wait to hear the next installment that we have. So to everyone, I will be here tomorrow. Tomorrow we have straight from the UK. And I think everybody, I'd love you to call on Chris, if you haven't talked to Jerry lately, is Jerry Humphreys. He is my Dumbledore, if I call him. He does everything and anything, and he does it all so finesse. And he's got that accent, so cute. So Jerry will be here tomorrow doing medium and psychic work, and we are going to have really cool combos. So please come and join us at 1 o'clock. I will see you then. Bye, Chris.
Bye, Bonnie.
Bye. Bye, everyone in chat.